Russian political experts say the announcement that Vladimir Putin will run for president in next year's elections, while Dmitry Medvedev will become prime minister in a new government, took no one by surprise. Robert Legvold is a Russia expert at Columbia University.
People have been puzzling over what was going to happen, knowing that it would be between the two of them for some time, and a lot of people for some time have thought Putin intended to come back. Remember 2 years ago when they extended the presidential term, the assumption was that that had been pushed through so that Putin could come back even earlier than the Constitution would have, than a regular constitutional election. So it's been around for some time.
Many Russia analysts say the job swap between Mr. Medvedev and Mr. Putin transforms the March presidential elections into a farce. But Matthew Rojansky, a Russian expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, looks at it from a different angle.
I don't think that they're any more or less of a farce than they would have been. Remember, the problem here is not that you have Putin running or not running, or Medvedev running. The problem is that you don't have full access to participatory political resources for all of the political forces in society.
Analysts say over the years, the Russian leadership has consolidated its power by controlling most of the media and stifling political opposition. That is why experts say Mr. Putin is expected to win the election and probably be re-elected 6 years later, keeping him in power until 2024. Once again, Matthew Rojansky.
The kind of power that he exercises with or without a formal office hasn't existed since Stalin. Putin has this level of cult of personality and political power that he exercises just through his personality that's unlike anything else.
Many analysts say Mr. Putin is very popular throughout Russia, but Robert Legvold says the Russian government is not.
I think it may be one of the reasons why he's resuming the presidency, because I think he hopes that he can turn his personal popularity into support for the regime, for the government, and for the policies that it's pursuing. Because there is quite a difference in what the polls show us and people's attitude toward him personally, as opposed to the political environment or the political situation in Russia.
In the end, many experts, including Matthew Rojansky, believe the two men work as a team.
Tandem is the right word for the system. I think Putin, at some point in 2007, said, I need a crutch here. I can't do all of this myself. I need, for PR purposes, for management purposes, I need a loyal servant. And I think Medvedev became that guy, and I think they work as a team. It's not a team of equals, but I think it's a team. And so the fact that Medvedev sat in the Kremlin for the last 4 years, I think, is relatively less significant than the fact that he was a member, he was the junior partner in the tandem, and he will remain that.
Analysts say the Putin-Medvedev team faces some daunting tasks ahead, such as modernizing the country's institutions, opening up the political system, and fighting corruption. But many experts question whether the two men will tackle those issues, because they really haven't done so up to now. Andrei Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.